Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Larry Gura. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Taylor Duncan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Burke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. And now, play ball. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Wallace moves to second. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Newman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Essien and he is safe. McRae steals second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to get to home. Delone throws the ball into Essien who tags McRae, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Wallace reaches second base with a double. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 0 in the game. Delone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock is called out on strikes. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Otis moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duncan moves to second. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0 for 1 in the game. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Duncan moves to third. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the mound. Langford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford spins and fires to second, with Picciolo covering, and Hurdle is picked off. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Picciolo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gura fires to first and has Picciolo trapped. There's the throw to Potek, who tags Picciolo for the out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallace hits a line drive towards the mound. Gura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae is hit by the pitch. Otis moves to third. Brett moves to second. Bob Lacey now pitching. Josie Depp pinch hits for Clint Hurdle. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Z-Depp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duncan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing right field. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0-for-1 in the game. Delone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delone moves to second. Taylor Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan bunts towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. Delone moves to third. Page moves to second. one out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Newman is walked intentionally. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-2 in the game. Burke hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo bunts towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to third. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeLone hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Jerry Terrell pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLone. Terrell reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball towards center. Wallace settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wallace. Terrell scores. Otis moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Athletics, 1. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter bunts towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. Brett moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McRae is walked intentionally. Elias Sosa now pitching. Steve Braun pinch hits for Josie Deb. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Otis scores. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Steve Braun. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. Wilson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Royals. Dave Heaverlow now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. Wilson moves to third. Potek moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Tom Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-4 in the game. Paquett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing first base. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Tom Paquett now playing right field. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Royals. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into right field. Paquett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 0-for-3 in the game. Burke hits a pop-up towards first. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Terrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-3 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering pinch hits for Mike Edwards. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Al Raboski now pitching. Del Alston pinch runs for Dave Revering. Tony Armas pinch hits for Rob Picciolo. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.